Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Farm Bureau members from across the state will descend on the Kentucky Exposition Center for Farm Bureau Day at the State Fair Thursday, August 22nd. Farm Bureau Organization Division Director Matt Ingram says all the fun begins early Thursday morning.
This year is going to be a great year as well, just like it's been in the past. Farm Bureau Day at the fair kicks off with the Kentucky Farm Bureau Country Ham Breakfast, and that's going to be an exciting event again this year, as it always is. And then after that breakfast is over with, we actually have the Kentucky Farm Bureau picnic as well that takes place at 11:30 upstairs in the South Wing. And that's a great time for folks to come together and fellowship and enjoy a meal.
Ingram adds the Gospel Showcase adds an extra element of entertainment for Farm Bureau members each year.
And then we'll also have the Gospel Showcase, which will have a number of singers from across Kentucky, whether it be a soloist, it could be a quartet, but they'll be singing and competing in that contest. And it's always a great time that people come and enjoy listening to different types of music from folks from all across the state.
He notes it's also a great day to get out and enjoy the rest of the fair.
It's just a great day. It's great for anyone to go to the Kentucky State Fair. It's just it's a great opportunity, whether it's someone from rural Kentucky, someone from the city. It's just a great chance to go and see all types of different displays, whether it be displays from our 4-H and FFA kids, whether it be various food or pictures or all sorts of neat items, really from people that from all over Kentucky. It's just a great opportunity to celebrate our state, enjoy some great food while you're there, and take in just all the festivities that the Kentucky State Fair has to offer.
We'll have more in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Farm Bureau's Matt Ingram says if you plan to attend a picnic, you will need a ticket.
Most of those tickets are bought before the state fair starts, or at least before Farm Bureau Day at the fair. But we do have a limited number of tickets that are available for sale on the 22nd of August, which is Farm Bureau Day at the fair.
He adds the Gospel Showcase will also have a new location this year.
You can take it upstairs, and it's going to provide, we think, a better experience. It's going to be able to help the acoustics, for one thing. It should sound much better and allow the sound technicians to be able to control that environment. And it also will just be a nice atmosphere to be able to sit down and listen to folks.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.